開きます。オーム シュクラン シュクランバラタラン ヴィシュヌ。Om Shukrambara Taram Vishnam Shashivarnam Chatur Pujam Shashivarnam Chatur Pujam Prasanna Varanam Jayet Prasanna Varanam Jayet Sarva Vigno Pashantaye Sarva Vigno Pashantaye Saraswati Namastubhyam Saraswati Namastubhyam Varade Kamarupini Varade Kamarupini Vidyarambam Karishyami Vidyarambam Karishyami Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada Yenakshara Samamnayam Yenakshara Samamnayam Adhigamya Maheshwarat Adhigamya Maheshwarat Krishnam Vyakaranam Proktam Krishnam Vyakaranam Proktam Tasmai Paninaye Namaha Tasmai Paninaye Namaha Vakyakaram Vararuchim Vakyakaram Vararuchim Bhashyakaram Patanjalim Bhashyakaram Patanjalim Paninim Sutrakaram Cha Paninim Sutrakaram Cha Pranatosmi Munitrayam Pranatosmi Munitrayam Om Shanti 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 So this is what we're learning this. We'll chant it every time to start the class. Let's look at the last two verses. We did the first two verses last week. Break the Sanji. The third verse. Yena Akshara Samamnayam Adhigamya Maheshwarat Kritsnam Vyakaranam Proktam Tasmai Paninaye Namaha. So here
Is that water going to boil over?
No, it'll be fine. This Samamnayam, looking at how we decided to translate that, because Brahma Prakash herself was wondering what would be a good translation of that word. So it goes, by whom? Akshara means the letters, the A-I-U, right? All of the letters, A-I-U. We'll say the Maheshwara Sutras. What they're talking about is the Maheshwara Sutras, which are a way of presenting the alphabet. We're going to be learning that today. So, these, the Akshara Samamnayam. How Swami Brahma Prakashananda decided to translate that was the spoken knowledge, because Maheshwar, Lord Shiva, gave out these sutras. He spoke, he gave knowledge of this, the Maheshwarani sutras, these sutras that we're going to be learning, that put the alphabet in a particular order that then Panini used in order to write his whole grammar, the whole Panini Sutras. This particular order of the sutras, Ayung Rilik Ayung Ayach, we'll learn all of that. This particular order that was revealed to him by Maheshwara, by Lord Shiva, allowed Panini to write his sutras. So here it says, by whom the Akshara Samamnayam, this spoken knowledge of the Aksharas, Adhigamya, having received, what do you call it, indeclinable past participle, having received the spoken knowledge of the letters Maheshwara, from Maheshwara, okay, everybody see that? The Akshara Samamnayam, the spoken knowledge, Shrasti Tatpurusha, the spoken, for those who know compounds, The spoken knowledge of the Aksharas, Adhigamya, having received Maheshwarat from Maheshwara, from Lord Shiva. Now we'll pick up this Yena, by whom Kritsnam Vyakaranam, the Kritsnam, the entire, grammar, vyakaranam, the entire grammar, the whole grammar, proktam was told, was taught, was put forward, was recited. Ukta means to tell, right? Pra ukta means to tell very clearly, to teach. By whom the entire vyakaranam, the entire grammar, was taught. To him, to that, to him, to Panini. This is in, remember Namaha? Takes the dative. To him, tasmai, to Panini. Both datives there, to him, to Panini. My salutations. Salutations to him, to Panini, who is Panini. By whom the entire vyakaranam, grammar, was taught. Having received them, having received the spoken enunciation, the spoken knowledge of the letters from Lord Shiva, from Maheshwara. Does everybody see?
So, Panini is actually Pani?
It's Panini. It's Panini. I know, I had the same thing. I looked it up. I'm used to saying Panini. Panini. Tesmai Paniniye, right? From Panini. Paniniye is dative. Namaha.
Who originated this grammar?
Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva. Panini, there's a long, big story. I can't repeat it to you because I don't remember it all. If somebody's interested in, not at this time, but if you want, I can make a little audio of Swami Brahma Prakashananda's recitation of this whole story. If you're interested in that, you can put that online. It'd be nice, right? Mm-hmm. And she told it really she told it really well. It takes about 20 minutes to tell, so I can't tell it that. I can only tell you sparsely. So, all I can tell you that's meaningful is that that Panini was praying for some way to really write this grammar in a condensed way, you know, that could be handleable for the people, and he couldn't figure it out until Lord Shiva came and he had his drum, and Panini heard it. As she heard all of the letters in this particular way, you know, that made sense of everything. And so having received that gift from the Lord, then everything became clear how to do it. So you'll see when we do these Maheshwarani sutras, the sutras given by Maheshwara, that's what we're going to be moving into. You'll see how nice it is.
Is that in Rishikesh or somewhere?
I don't know. But she'll tell them the story since I don't have a good memory for it. So let's do the next verse. Is everybody okay with this verse? Okay. Vakyakaram Vararuchim Vararuchim Bhashyakaram Patanjalim Paninim Sutrakaram Cha Pranataha Asmi Munitrayam. Okay. In kind of the tradition, the Panini tradition, the Vakyakara is the writer of the Vakya. It's really a synonym that you'd be more used to hearing is the Vrittikara. Vararuchi is a name for Katyayana. Katyayana is the author of the Vakyakara, which is also he's the writer of the Vakya, which is also the writer of the Vritti. Vakya here means Vritti. What a Vritti is, instead of a Bhasha, you know, with a Bhasha, you do the Vigraha, you do the breakdown of all of the words, the breakdown of the compounds, you give the syntax. But in a Bhasha, then you'll also give all the Purvapaksha Siddhanta. All of the objections and any objections that could be there, any doubts that can be there, you'll elaborate on that. In a vritti, no. A vritti, it's very brief. You're just simply explaining the meaning of the sutra in three or four lines, you know. Just there's nothing extra. Where in the bhasha, there'll be a lot of extra things, right? A lot of back and forth about the meaning, or somebody might object, well, couldn't it mean this? The vritti doesn't do that. So Katyayana has written a vritti, which is very useful. So his name is Vararuchim. It's just another name for Katyayana. Then the Bhashyakara.
Would you write down that name?
Katyayana?
Yeah, because I butcher it in my angle, so...
Our light is in the middle of the blackboard.
Okay. Make sure I get this right. Katyayana.
Because the first time we've seen this written down, both the Punjabi and Pali. Mm-hmm. And the pronunciations are so different from
And that's the thing as a guy who's
oh, yeah.
writing.
Yeah. In fact, I have his whole bhasha. I have his whole vritti. I have the whole thing.
Okay.
It's something that everybody would have. I think that spelling is correct because I had the same question. I wasn't sure how to spell it. I think. Sorry, the spelling is correct. Katyayana. Okay. Okay. So now, Vararuchim is Katyayana. He wrote the Vakyakara, which is Vakyakara. He is the writer, he's the maker of the Vakya. He wrote it, the Vakya, which is the same as Vritti. Vritti, as I'm saying, is just that simply telling the meaning. The Bhashyakara, who wrote a huge bhasha, unfoldment of the whole Panini Sutras, is Patanjali. And so the Bhashyakara is Patanjali, the Vakyakara is Vararuchi, who is Katyayana. Then the next line, Paninim Sutrakaram. Okay? The Sutrakara is Panini. Panini wrote the sutras. So that kata means the one who did the sutras, the one who did the vritti, the one who did the bhasha. So Panini is the sutrakara. So you've got the Vakyakara, Vararuchim, the Bhashyakara, Patanjalim, the Panini, the sutrakara, cha. That cha is just hooking up all three, right? The Vakyakara, the Bhashyakara, and the sutrakara, cha. Pranatosmi, Pranataha means I've bowed down. Past passive participle, so he doesn't get up. I am one who is pranamed. Right? Munitrayam, this group of three munis, sages. Okay? What did he say?
So I bowed down to this group of three.
Sages. I am one who is bowed down, munitrayam, to these three.
How is sutra different from...
The sutra is just a very, very short, tiny aphorism. Like, here's an example. Vridhiradaich, iko yanachi. You know, adengunaha. They're just short, short aphorisms that you memorize. But when you memorize it, you've already had it unfolded. So the point of view of the sutra, if you remember, the tradition was only oral. It was an oral tradition, right? And so these sutras are really good for the memory because you have a sutra that reminds you, you know, that you associate to this whole body of information. And so it kind of creates like a scaffolding for your knowledge. It's a wonderful thing. So let's just try.
So I am one bowed down to these three wise ones?
Yeah, these three moonish sages, I said.
Okay.
So from, just repeat after me now. Is everybody clear on the meaning here? We'll start with the third one. Yenakshara samannayam. Yenakshara samannayam. Adigamya maheshwarat. Adigamya maheshwarat. Kritsnam vyakaranam proktam. Kritsnam vyakaranam proktam. Tasmai paminaye namaha. Tasmai paminaye namaha. Vakyakaram vararuchim. Vakyakaram Vararuchim Bhashyakaram Patanjalim Bhashyakaram Patanjalim Paninim Sutrakarancha Paninim Sutrakarancha Pranatosmi Munitrayam Pranatosmi Munitrayam. Okay, so pull out your Sanskrit alphabet.
Alan's book, 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 Alan's book,
Sanskrit grammar book, and he made, there's five of them, and I just got the first one. It's really dense, but all the information is there. And I went to one of his classes, and he passed this out, but it's from his book. Yeah. And it has it on CD. It's cheaper because the books were cheaper. I paid 26 for one book.
Before Jupiter moves.
That's what I'm hoping.
But you know,
I like that. I think it's a kind of thing that I'm just too excited. This isn't God's joke.
Yeah, it's not my joke.
This would be God's joke on me. I'm very excited.
Okay. I want to go through this now. We're going to continue on with it. If you have this along with this chart, that would be helpful. Okay. And we're going to go to page 'Cause I'm just take this. Okay. Just your chart. If you remember here, let's look at the top line. This top row is called the Abhyantara Prayatna, right? Sprishtaha. Means all of the sparshaha. What are the sparshaha are the consonants. They're the mutes, right? So all of the mutes are sprishta. Means completely contact. There's a complete contact. That's why they can't be pronounced by themselves. The semi-vowels, antastaha. This is a word to learn, antastaha. And this is now in your vocabulary list, okay? Our semi-vowels, they're ishep sprishtaha. These are all in nominative plural here. That means that they're not completely, there's just slight contact. Ushmanaha, sha, sha, sa, and ha fall into ushmanaha. They're ishat vivritaha. Okay? That means they're slightly open. Vivrita means open. So ishat slightly. Okay? Then, so the ushmanaha are ishat vivritaha. And then the swaraha. These are in plural, right? Everything's actually Ushmanaha is not in plural, no problem. Ushmanaha. If we follow this convention. Ushmanaha. I'll fix it on the circle there. Vivritaha, swaraha. All of the vowels are open. Vivritaha means open. And an important point that we'll go over, I talked about it last week, is that the letter is in the Panini, considered, dealt with as open, as vivrita. But in usage, samvrita. And that samvrita should be short, samvritaha. Okay, which I said to all of you earlier. So do you see the where it says in the column, the samvrita column? Hraswaha akaraha. Hraswa means short. Akaraha, the short a. When you put karaha after a letter, it just, you translate that as the letter a, vakara, the letter va, hakara, the letter ha. The ha there, the a is only used for pronunciation. What I mean by that, if I say ha, what is that really? That's ha plus a, if plus a. If I say ta, that's it plus ta. But if I say ta kara, I'm talking about the letter ta, not with the a. You follow what I'm saying? Let me just show you because I see a little bit of vagueness there. If I say this letter, what does it say? Ka. Ka is actually made of
it was a. But there's a convention in Panini where it actually says in the Sanskrit, he's got a sutra for it, I believe, that this is only for the sake of pronunciation, mm-hmm. right? We don't mean ka as opposed to ki, right? We mean this. Mm-hmm. But you can't say k and k. So that is only for what we call uchadanam, pronunciation. So similarly, if I say the letter, the word akara, akara, huh? This means the letter, the form, the symbol of. Where if I say kakara or takara, takara, huh? It means the letter ik, the letter ta, it. The a there of the ka is only for the sake of pronunciation.
So akaraha is a?
That's a, because there's no problem.
Right.
There's no problem at all there in pronunciation. Mm-hmm. But here, if it's a consonant, and you see an a added to it, in kakara or takara, or even you'll see in the Maheshwarani sutras that we're going to learn, the a is added, but only for the sake of pronunciation.
Okay, so what has that got to do with Haswo?
Haswo?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what it has to do with it. Why am I talking like this? Okay. This word,
yeah.
Hraswaha,
yeah.
Short,
mm-hmm.
Akaraha, the short letter A, the short symbol A. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Priyoge. Does it say priyoge?
Priyoge.
In usage. Now what I'm trying to tell you is that this akara, this form, is used so frequently for all of the uttaras, for all of the letters. So for instance, I could, as in this sense, we're saying the akara, the short akara in usage is samvitta. Okay? But what I'm asking you to make a little mental jump here. A little mental jump is that this form, this way of expressing a letter is something we use all the time. I could say ukara, kakara, takara, akara. And the a, when I'm using a consonant, like what if I say pakara? That would mean the symbol pa. But the symbol pa is made of pa plus a. So what I'm trying to tell you here is that this a is only for pronunciation. Only so you can pronounce it. What's being talked about is the symbol.
I understand.
Okay.
It should say, it doesn't say akara here.
Why doesn't it say akara?
Because the just a sandhi, you mean? Yes, the sandhi.
So, you have to break the sandhi.
Right.
So, let me just show you that. What's the sandhi? The sarga plus simple plus soft consonant or a. The sarga goes to o, and if it happens to be an a that's following, the a goes to avagraha. Okay, so that's why you don't see the a. But don't worry, we're going to review all of the sandhi rules along with the panini, so it'll be nice to learn them.
Can I ask another question?
Mm-hmm.
So, what we're saying here, in usage...
Okay, let me explain that again. In the Panini Sutras that we're going to be learning, he has decided to include the short a in vivrata,
right.
In the vivrataha, which means an open letter. But in usage, once you start talking Sanskrit and you're not within the Panini Sutras, actually the short a is samvrita. So just to understand, say these have to do with the effort that the vocal cords make in making the letter.
Right.
So now if you say the letter, a, e, u. These vocal cords are completely open. But if you say the letter which is the proper pronunciation, it's not even it's
There's a slight contraction there. So actually this letter is samvrita.
Oh.
It's contracted slightly.
In usage when you're speaking, just when you're speaking the word. Okay.
That's right. But within the Panini Sutras, he classifies it as vivrita. And so that's important to know. Otherwise, you'll always be excluding in the sutras. Okay? You don't know that yet.
Yes.
You haven't learned
yes.
the sutras.
Right.
But you just need to know that in sutras, the is included in vivrita. Okay for everybody? And so, now, look at kantaha. Kantaha means throat. That's the sthanam. Kantyaha, which we have in other places, in the vocabulary list I put it in both ways. Mm-hmm. Kantyaha means guttural. It's made in the throat. Kantaha means the throat. All of these letters, if you go all the way across, ka, ka, ga, na, ga, these are out of order, we'll see why later. Ka, ka, ga, na, and then ga, ha, and a, all of these are made in the throat. They're all guttural. Same with talu. If you go all the way across, oh, look at that sha. That often happens too. Okay. Sha and e, all of these are talu, palatal. Talu means palate. Yeah, talavyaha, which we have in, talavyaha means palatal. Murdha, lingual. Go all the way across. These are all linguals, including the vowel. Dantha, linguals are also called cerebrals, right? So whatever way you learned it, now you should be switching over to murdha or murdhanya. Dantaha, dentals, all the way across. Notice the l. That's going to take some time. Oshtal, the lips, labial, pa pa ba pa ma, and u. Then you should have switched these around. I have them out of order, where the next one is kantatalu, and then one after that is kantoshtam. So for the kanta, throat, talu, means what? Labial? That's A-I. Then kantoshta, the throat and lips, is o-au. Under the semi-vowels, do you see that outlier, that va there?
Mm-hmm.
It's because the va, the osium, the place where the letter is made, is dentoshtam. Remember I kind of told you how to do that, with Brahma Prakashananda told me? Wa. The lips go, the lip, the lower lip goes to the teeth. Wa. Wa. So.
But Carol, in it's also categorized as just oshta.
No, I have
a, right? In the other charts. Is it not? Maybe
shouldn't be, unless there usually is an asterisk. If it's categorized under oshta, there should be an asterisk.
Make this chart, right? It's just oshta under this chart. Because it doesn't have the breakdowns, you mean, of the...
Do you see the asterisk?
An asterisk. So. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Got it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that's kind of a little review. Let's go to the... Actually, if you just hang on for a minute, I'm going to do something. Let's go down to the next set. These words are not going to be very important in learning the sutras. The other words will come up more. But you see in this chart, the bahya prayatna.
Mm-hmm.
Bahya means external effort. And in your Sanskrit handout, where it says the Sanskrit alphabet, now we can go to that for a minute. Where's mine? Here it is. I have a little sentence here on page, on the last page. You can take the very, very last page. It's page 9.
Mm-hmm. Page 9?
Mm-hmm. Page 9 of the Sanskrit alphabet handout. Okay. Do you see where that little asterisk down at the bottom of the chart where it says note? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's going to be important for you. I just want to call your attention to it. But let's look at the chart now for now, my big chart. It says Bahya Prayatna. Mm-hmm. Now if you look at the Ka, those two groups, are Ulprapana and Mahaprana. Ulprapana and Mahaprana. How to spell Mahaprana? It's Mahaprana. And that's going to be in your chart, but I want in your vocabulary, but I want you to know what it means. What would Ulprapana mean?
Short.
No? Ulprapana.
Non-aspirate.
Ulprapana.
Small breath.
Yeah, small breath. And then Mahaprana?
Aspirate,
right? So Ulpa, small prana. What do you have? Do you have page 9?
I don't have
page 9. Do you have the chart that I did?
No, I've got page 8.
So people don't have page 9?
I have page 9.
Yeah.
I don't have page 9. Sorry. I don't know why you want that one. Wait, I missed that one. Because I could take the same.
Doesn't matter. Can you take the last page?
Okay.
Last page. Okay.
It's
going to
be
done
for the tea.
Okay. 1 minute
for the tea, I think.
Okay. We'll check it. Probably it's going to be a little longer. Oh, God. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. If you're using my chart, which I want you to use, as well as you can also be using double duty and looking at the chart on page 9. But just so that you know what this means, for the Bahya Prayatna, the first column, ka cha ta ta ta, upa prana, ka cha ta ta pa, maha prana. All of these are hard consonants, surds, right? If they're hard consonants, then they have an external effort called vivaraha, swasaha, agoshaha. Again, in the plural, nominative plural, simply because there's more than one. Right? Does everybody see that? Vivaraha, swasaha, agoshaha.
On this chart?
Or this chart I was actually using. But if you look at the chart on page 9 also,
yeah.
If you look under, do you see where the Bahya Prayatna is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The ones I'm talking about are Vivara, Shwasa, and Agosha.
We don't. It's right here. Yeah.
Do you have page 9, Penny?
Number 3.
Oh, I'm looking at this one. Are you not?
And
yeah.
I want you to look at mine and this one so you can do some double duty. Mm-hmm. If it's easier for you, let's just use mine, and then I'll go to the other one. Okay?
Okay.
Let's use mine.
Yeah.
It's not really very important for you to know what these means. You'll probably forget right away, like I continually forget, because you're not going to come across it that much. But just for completeness, we need to know this. The Ulprapana, Mahaprana is clear. Now, going down, these three together are involved in making a hard consonant. Vivara means the sound is more open than, if you look at the next word, Samvara, in the next list, which will be soft consonants, right? It's more open. And this is how I looked all these up in the dictionary, but in my Panini dictionary. But I also talked to Brahma Prakash about exactly what it meant. And so what she said is that for hard consonants, the vocal cords are more open when the hard consonant is made. To try to understand it, you actually have to say the letter to try to understand. But they say the vocal cords are more open. The air goes out, shwasa, like ka. The air goes out. And because of the air is coming out when you say it, it's agosha. Gosha and agosha. Agosha means the sound doesn't resonate in the nasal cavities, in the sinuses. That's what the agosha is. So when you actually are making, technically, it's like this. When you're making this hard consonant, from there, working with these sounds, they found, well, the vocal cords are not as closed. The air comes out more, shwasa, mm-hmm. when you make the sound. And the sounds don't resonate agosha. They don't resonate in the vocal cords. So that's what it means. So the three together are involved. It's not like they're separate. They form one unit whenever you're making a hard consonant.
What does vivara mean?
Open. The vocal cords are open. Whereas...
And agosha is non-nasal, did you say?
No.
It's not non-nasal. They don't resonate in the nasal cavities, in the sinuses. Agosha. That's agosha.
Agosha is non-nasal?
I would rather that you say it like this. Agosha means it doesn't resonate in the nasal cavities. Why I'm saying that is because there's a word for nasals.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't want you to say non-nasal, right? Because this is a distinction between hard consonants and soft consonants. So if you say it doesn't, and I have this in the new vocabulary, okay? So, vivara, shwasa, and agosha for hard consonants. Now go over to the soft consonants, gaja, da, dha, pa, and nyamangananam. These are soft consonants. One is the nasal line, and one is the third letter. One is the nasals. The first is the third letters, gaja, da, dha, pa, and nyamangananam. Okay?
What was that?
The second two columns. They're upaprana. What does that mean? They're non-aspirate.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're samvadaha. That means that the vocal cords are more closed. Nadaha. This is so funny. She said it's a dull metallic tone. The nada is what it means. And I asked her, what do you mean for the soft consonants? How you could say it's a dull metallic tone? And so she said, okay, close your ears like this, and then say, ga, ga, na, nya, and see if you can hear the metallic. You've got to close your ears. Ga, nya, nya. I can kind of hear what she means, actually.
Isn't that gosha rather than...
Nada, I think. Gosha... means non-nasal, there's resonance in the nasal cavity.
So in the vocab, switched.
Yeah.
I have nadaha as the sound resonates in the nasal cavities, and uhushaha is the metallic.
Yes, sir.
She just switched.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I'm wrong here. Let me just check something.
No, that makes sense, because if agoshaha is the sound doesn't resonate, then...
You see on page 9, let's try to figure this out together. Maybe I made a mistake. Do you see the note on page 9?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All the three together are one effort.
Mm-hmm.
In soft consonants, hush, which you'll be learning, the soft consonants, the vocal cords slightly contract. Slight contraction of vocal cords. That's right. Which is samvara.
Sound resonance.
It's in the sinus, gosha.
Yeah, so you have it right. You said it's what you just said is right. You said
mm-hmm.
That's
right. I'm only talking about this vocabulary sheet.
Vocabulary is wrong.
No. Let's go back. The vocal cords slightly contract is samvara. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The sound resonates in the sinus. Is gosha.
Mm-hmm.
I have for gosha dull metallic tone.
No, that's not what you're talking about.
That's not what you just said. Is exactly what's here.
No,
that's what's here. I'm talking about this vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Nada.
No, look at.
Nada is the dull metallic tone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nada is the dull metallic tone.
Mm-hmm. That's just reversed.
I've reversed
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
I've reversed it. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's because these words don't mean anything to me. You know, they don't. I mean, I have to remember them every time because it doesn't make sense. That makes sense to me. Does everybody see the mistake I made?
In which vocabulary?
In the vocabulary list. If you have the new vocabulary list.
Printed this morning?
As printed this morning.
Oh, I don't have to worry about that.
Nada should be dull metallic tone, mm-hmm. and gosha should be the sound resonates in the nasal cavities. That's a typo, too.
God. This is next page.
This is the next page.
For hard consonants, the vocal cords are more open, vivara. That's right. The air goes out, shwasa. Sound doesn't resonate in the nasal cavities, a gosha.
Okay. You know what? Generations of this vocabulary.
I know. You know what? During the break, I'll fix this. It's very easy to fix. I cannot understand the mistake. Does everybody have the right vocabulary list that I'm talking from?
No, I don't. Because I printed it.
Okay.
Previously, to you adding more to it.
Okay. Well, there's no reason to take the other one because it's wrong.
Okay.
Look on page 9. Mm-hmm. Let's read through and make sure we understand it because it's right on page 9 where it says note. Mm-hmm. All three together are one effort. In the soft consonants, the vocal cords slightly contract, samvara, and the sound resonates in the sinus, mm-hmm. gosha. And because it resonates, it has a dull metallic tone, nada. Okay? For hard consonants, the vocal cords are more open, vivara. The air goes out, shwasa, which is why they don't resonate in the sinus cavity, a gosha. Mm-hmm. Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry. So now if you look at the chart, all of these terms are being applied to the different columns. Mm-hmm. Everyone see? Mm-hmm. And you see within the sibilants where ha is included as an ushmana? Mm-hmm. Do you see that it's over in its own column? Mm-hmm. Because the mahaprana, it is mm-hmm. different. It's soft. It's considered soft. Where the sha-sha-sa are considered hard. Okay, so it's a little confusing, but I want you to study the chart enough so that you understand it.
Okay, so today you're going to fix the chart and the vocabulary list, correct?
Yes. Okay. And I'll put it online. Let's
look. What has to be fixed in the chart?
The kantoshta and kantapalu have to be.
Yeah.
And the sha. And the sambritta. And the sha. Okay. Do you see how the sha is only half? Mm-hmm. The letter didn't get completely done.
What is wrong with sambritta?
Ours is fine.
It's singular.
It should be singular.
It depends.
I'll tell you what. I'm always, when by the time you get home, online it will be correct.
This is okay? Singular.
Oh, you're
so
not
what? Will you rate? Maybe you didn't get it.
Okay, everybody, I see this is going to be really a challenge for
work
us.
Work in progress.
Class in progress, work in progress. All right, let's go to the swara. Swara means vowels. Swaraha. Everybody see that column? Mm. Okay. Vowels are vivataha, they're open. Now you look below. Udata, anudata, swaritaha. Mm-hmm. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. This is going to be important. This will come up frequently, so let's make sure that we understand it. These are the tones. A is udata, middle tone. You learned it right.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't learn it right. Anudata is low tone. High tone is swarita. Okay? And dirgha swarita is double high. Okay? So now, if you look at this where it says udata, okay? Anudata swaritaha. These are the three tones that are applied to vowels. Okay? So the vowels are open, and they have udata, anudata swaritaha. And later, though it's not was not put on this chart, I don't think she put it on her chart, there's also anunasika that we have to look at.
And these three tones apply to vowels are supposed to be part of the external effort categorization?
Yes.
Yeah, the first one's a middle tone, right?
Yes. Then anudata is low, swarita is high, and dirgha swarita is the double. Okay? So everybody have that?